for sure. Brother Butch, would you pray for us, please? Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church Seeker Sunday School class. Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? If you need help, tell me. We'll get you one of those schedules. I assume there'll be another Bible Reader's Banquet on a cold Friday night. Everybody that reads their Bible through will come free. We've been in Genesis, trying to start the book of Genesis for a while. In chapters 1 and 2, we saw God created all things. All things. Then 3 through 5, we saw man corrupted everything in 3 chapters. And now God has to condemn everything. We saw last week in chapter 6, and we've moved up to chapter 7, and it's still going on. God's still condemning everything. Genesis 7:1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. This is an invitation. He invites Noah to come on in the ark. The way he said it, that real strong implies God's already in there. And he's inviting Noah. He said, come on in here with me. Everything's going to be all right. That's one of many invitations in the Bible. Let's look at some of them. Numbers chapter 10 is starting to be one of my favorite invitations here. Be verses 29, starting in 29, Numbers chapter 10. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Reguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying unto a place of which the Lord said. I'll go ahead and tell you this morning, we're journeying to a place of which the Lord said. And said, I will give it to you. It's a gift. Why don't y'all just come along and go with us? Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. Can I go ahead and tell you, Brother Clark was talking about saved and lost there. If you don't have the Lord in your heart, come on and go along with us. We're going on a journey to a place He told us about. And you're welcome to go if you want to. It's an invitation. Verse 30, and he said unto him, I will not go. Oh, we get that answer too many times. If it's once, it's too many. But he said, no, I'm not going to go. But I will depart to my own land and to my kindred. I don't feel like it today. And he said, leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. He said, you know this wilderness. How about coming along and being a guide even? And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be that what goodness the Lord shall do to us, the same will we do unto thee. Well, I'll go ahead and tell you, if you'll just come and go with us, whatever good the Lord does for us, you come, we'll do it to you.
Yeah.
We'll pass it right on down the line.
Yeah.
We're talking about an invitation to come and go along. Isaiah has an invitation in chapter 1. Verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord, the big Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. He'll wash them away. Anybody interested in that? Anybody want to go along with us? Chapter 55. The Lord's going to let me go. That's what He said. I'm planning on going. I'm going to an expected end. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Ho! Everyone that thirsteth, anybody thirsty in here this morning? Come ye unto the waters, he that hath no money. I can relate to that. Come ye and buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. You can't get that deal anywhere else. Come and go along with us. As the Lord's good to us, we'll be good to you. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. Let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear. Come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Sound like a good deal to me. It's the best deal I ever got in on. Salvation from faith. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Sister Cheryl's dad, Brother Paul, he'd sing, the sweetest words I ever heard were, I forgive. Being forgiven is wonderful. Wonderful. Matthew 11. It might be the greatest thing. Matthew 11, 28. It's in there somewhere. Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's one of the benefits, is rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. How about some freedom? You get some freedom when you come and go along with Him. Chapter 22. Freedom. Verse 4. Again, He sent forth other servants, saying, behold them which are bidden. Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen, the beef, and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. How about a family? You can come to Him for a family, for a mate, for a family, for a wedding. Luke 14. He's got everything. When you get Him, you get everything. You get the cattle on the hills, the mansion, little house out back, the big house out front. Luke 14, 16 and 17. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. How about for some food? Get some spiritual food. He gives me physical food. One day this week, Brother Jared come over to the house and cooked breakfast for me. It was amazing. The Lord, come for food, for a feast. How about Revelation 4:1? Revelation 4:1, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I'll show thee things which must be hereafter. That's the next thing that's going to happen. I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss the boat. I would get in on it. And then chapter 22. I would make sure I was in on it. Verse 16. Here's the last invitation. God's final call. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Not an elect, but whosoever will. Back to Genesis chapter 7. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. You can come in for safety. The ark was the only way. That was the only way. We have an only book, that the only God, the only Savior, He's the only way. There's only one way this morning. There's not many ways. Not all roads lead to Rome. Not all roads lead to heaven. Not all, we're not all going to the same place, just a different way. No, no. You go by Jesus or that it. That's it. He's the only ark, and this is the only ark that Noah had. That was the only hope. There's one step of faith is the only difference between those inside the ark and those outside the ark. Right. It's one step. Anybody, whosoever, could have come on in. Come just as you are. Well, it says here that Noah was righteous. He was righteous, made righteous the same way Abraham was. Just over three or four chapters, over to chapter 15, verse 6. And he, Abraham, believed in the Lord, and the Lord counted it to Abraham for righteousness. See, there's no good people. It's not true that good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell.
Right. Right.
Believers,
right.
Receivers. And again, Brother Clark done talked about it. Lost people are leaving this world going to go into darkness. We're going to go into the light and live with the light. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." The Bible definition for believe is to receive. See, I had a vacancy. I had a hole here that nothing would fit in but Jesus. I needed something. I did not give Him my heart. I received Him. I received Him. We need Him. He's the only way. That's how Abraham got in. That's how Noah got in. Acts 4:12. Go ahead and quote it, preacher. Neither is there salvation in any other. There was one ark, there's one Jesus, there's one Savior, there's one way, and He's it. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hit the back up a few verses to verse 10 in front of that to see it's talking about Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. One way. Chapter 16. Not only that, Noah's house got in. The whole house. Here in Acts chapter 16, somebody else did that. It's good for the whole house. Everybody that will receive Him is going up too. Everybody's got Jesus in their hearts going up when He comes back. Everybody that don't is not. Acts 16:31. And they said, "Believe, receive, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." Now, Dad doesn't get saved for everybody. Everybody that receives, they get in the same way. Joshua 2. Here's a Bible believer. Joshua 2. I like to start in verse 8 to get the whole picture. Before they lay down, this is Rahab. If you look up in verse 3, it's Rahab. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them on the roof. She was hiding the spies on the roof. And she said unto the men, "I know." Do you know this morning? Do you know? Rahab knew. She said, "Guess what? I know. I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, and our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brother and my sister and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Verse 18, behold, when we come, now they answer her, behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind us line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father, thy mother, thy brethren, and all thy father's household home with thee. Now, chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6, verse 23 and 24. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel, and they went back and burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. Rahab believed it. That's how she got in. Do you believe this morning? It was a full commitment. It was a full commitment. God was already inside in the ark, and He said, come on in, come on in. And He'd already bore the storm. The Lord already bore the storm for us. Verse 2 and 3, here's preparation for the survival. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee sevens. That's because Noah can butcher and eat and live, and then they'll need some sacrifices later on. The male and his female, the male and his female, that's for when they get off the ark, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female, of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. Then the final commissions in 4, starting in 4. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. This is God's 47-day weather forecast. 7 days it's going to start, and then 40 more days it's going to be going on. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters was upon the earth. The seven was for perfect. The 40 is a picture of judgment. We've seen it over and over in the Bible. Israel was in the wilderness 40 years. Moses was in Egypt 40 years. He was in the desert university 40 years. He was in the mountain. He was in the mount 40 days getting the Ten Commandments. The spies were in the promised land 40 days. Jesus was tempted of the devil for 40 days. Goliath's defiance was for 40 days. And Jonah's warning to Nineveh, he said 40 days and it's coming. 40 days is a picture of judgment. Verse 7, we see the obedience then. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because of the waters of the flood, of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, of fowls and everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded. I'm glad the federal government zeroed in on that male and female. Now they might go back and change it, but the Lord never will.
Right.
The Lord will never change it. Verse 10, all that was the occupants inside. Now, verse 10, we start the ordeal outside. Here's some delay in verse 10, and it came to pass, just like the Lord said, after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. This is grace. This is grace, giving them 7 days more chance, but they just use it for more mocking, I think, is what happens. Even the animals obeyed and went in. All of God's creation obeys except man. The trees point up to God just like God told them to. The water runs downhill just like God told them to. The fish swim in it just like God told them to. Everything but man. We're the only ones that disobey. Another week of grace. Capital G-R-A-C-E. Let's look at it in Romans 2:4. Or despisest thou the riches of the goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, and not knowest that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? That's what's going to get our friends and neighbors saved, is the goodness of God. Me smarting them off and telling them everything I know is not going to do it.
Right.
Not going to do it. Me being grouchy is not going to do it. Me having a long horse face is not going to do it. They're not going to want that.
Right.
The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. That's what's going to get them in. That's what's going to get family and friend in. Verse 11 now, back to Genesis. God's word is sure. Then went to 7 days. Now here goes the 40. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Just like God said, it starts here in Genesis 7:7, and it rains until chapter 8, verse 18. It's a universal flood. It's a catastrophic flood. The ground breaks up and the waters come up out of the ground. The heavens break up and it comes down from the top. It's historical evidence. There's a lot of it everywhere. 2 Peter. 2 Peter 3:3-6. There's a lot of podcasts. You can see a lot about the flood. There's evidence everywhere, on every continent, in every nation. And saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of. If the evolutionists don't believe about the flood, they're willingly ignorant.
Yeah.
That by the word of God, just like God said in Genesis, the heavens were of old, the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. That's history. That's fact. Back to chapter 7. Chapter 7. Starting in 13. In the selfsame day entered Noah, Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they went in, and they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. This is a picture of eternal security. And I read not too long ago that Baptists are the only ones that believe in eternal security. And all of them don't. Right. It's the most amazing thing. I grew up Methodist. Nothing wrong with the Methodist. I don't guess. But I've never heard about this. It's the most amazing thing after I got saved that I learned I'm saved forever.
Right.
I wasn't holding on or hanging out.
Right.
The Lord put me inside the ark. And he shut the door, and that's that.
Amen.
That's that. You can't get out of the ark. Let's look at a couple other places. Here's 2 Timothy 1:12. It says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. You know that this morning? You know whom you have believed? And am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. See, I read and I figured out, well, I couldn't save myself, so how in the world could I keep myself saved? I'm trusting the same one that saved me to keep me saved. And He said right here, He's able to do it, and He's going to do it. Now, it kind of depends on, I could ask you how you got saved. If you said, well, I started being good, well, you can lose that. If I ask you how you got in, if you said, well, I kept the Ten Commandments, Brother Rick, I've always kept them. Well, you can lose that.
Right.
You might lose it for dark if you don't watch out. How about Romans 8? But the Lord's not going to lose you. Amen. If you're trusting that Jesus died and was buried and rose again from the dead, you can count on it. You can take it to the bank. You can rely on it. You can depend on it. He's going to do His part. Matter of fact, He's already done His part. He did the hard part. Calvary was the hard part. Oh, I get to follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. You're not conquerors. You're more than conquerors. Through Him, it won't be through the Baptist. It won't be through the baptistry. It'll be through Him. It won't be through the pot. Putting money in the pot. No, it's through Him. It won't be through being good. It'll be through Him. It won't be through keeping the Ten Commandments. No, it's through Him that loved us. And I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. I'm a creature, aren't I?
Yes, sir.
I can't separate myself. Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Won't be able to separate us from God. 1 Peter. Don't get too excited, but you're going to heaven. Whether you want to or not. If you receive Christ, you're going to heaven. If you've got Jesus in your heart, you're going to heaven.
Amen.
1 Peter 1. I got verse 5, but I got to start at 1. 1 Peter 1, 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ to the strangers. Any strangers in here? Scattered throughout Pontus, Galatius, Mount Lookout, Serbia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, Rick's name's not even in there. It doesn't have anything to do with me. I didn't do it. He did. He did the work.
Right, He did.
Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy, see, it's running around here everywhere.
Amen.
Has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. You have a reservation. It's for you. It's not for me. It's for you. Yours is for you. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Yes, amen.
It's what the Bible says.
Yes, amen.
Ephesians.
Yes.
Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1:13. In whom ye also trusted. See, if you trusted Him, that's what we're talking about. After that ye heard the word of truth. See, that Bible was there. The gospel of your salvation, the death, burial, and resurrection. In whom also, after that ye believed and received, ye were sealed with the Holy, capital S, Spirit of promise. Now, this illustration has been used many times. I'm going to use it again. Your canning beans, and you're working around the house there, and you hear those things start popping over there. There'll be pop, and one of them will seal. There'll be another pop, and another one will seal. You're sealed. You're sealed to the day of redemption. Look at it over in chapter 4. Here's how long. Chapter 4, verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Yes, then He's going to open you up after that. You're going home. You are going home. It's a capital H home. It's your long home. It's your last home. St. John 18. Verse 9. That the saying might be fulfilled which he spake of them, which thou gavest me, have I lost nothing. Lost none. Red letters. You got to believe that.
Yeah.
The Lord's talking. He said, Father, I've not lost one. You go to another place, he's talking about the stones. He said, and a lot of times people are stones. He said, there shall not be left here one.
Right.
He's not going to forget you. And he's never lost one. Everybody that went into the ark, got out of the ark.
Yeah.
We'll see in the next chapter. He never lost one. Not one. He's not going to start now. Let's go back to chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7. I think we're in verse 17. Here's the ordeal outside again. God's word is sure. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. John 12:32, the Lord Jesus said, and I, red letters again, if I be lifted up, will draw lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And right here, the ark's lifted up. Jesus is lifted up. 18, the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. And all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail. And the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beasts and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Dear Lord, thank you that we can trust the Bible. Thank you it came to pass just like you said. Thank you for preserving it for us and passing it down to us. In Jesus' name, amen.